This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم وبعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Always we begin with the praise of Allah and we send our prayers of peace upon our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We testify that none is worthy of worship but Allah and that our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his worshipping slave and final messenger. I continue to remind myself and you of taqwa Allah azza wa jal and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in my heart and your heart a love for him and a fear of him and a hope in his divine mercy, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is something that we practice in our privacy and private life more than we seek to show each other publicly. Allahumma ameen. It's a beautiful day, alhamdulillah, this day of Jumu'ah, where we have for the first time this academic 2021 year, our young ladies joining us for Jumu'ah. For most of last year, I got accustomed that the theme of my Jumu'ah was how to be and to live as a young man, the things that you and I need to develop. And today I want to begin by a new series with you, which is the pathways to success. And one of the most important pathways, inshallah, that you and I seek success through is to have an underlying faith in qadr, in fate. And I know this is a theme that we discuss whenever we're in our classes and discussions and the masajid and in Islamic studies. Qadr and fate, predestiny, it's one of those powerful topics. Yesterday when I was teaching our year 10 students about Surah Al-Kahf, I was speaking to them in elements about qadr. And I thought I would just mention three important things. The first of them is that fate strikes all of us in different ways. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to everyone, لَوْ كُنْتُ أَعْلَمُ الْغَيْبَ لَاسْتَكْثَرْتُ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ. If I knew what was around the corner, if I knew what was going to happen tomorrow, I would only make good choices that always saw me profitable, always saw me successful, always saw me avoiding downturn, difficulty, hardship. But when you look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you see that his whole life was one that went from one challenge to the other. As a young man, he grew up as a young child without a father. And at the age of 4 or 5 or 6, he lost his mother. And as he got a little bit older, he grows, his grandfather passes away. Then his loving uncle, then his wife. The Prophet ﷺ buried 5 of his children. Time and again, tragedy after tragedy. And therefore I want you to know that when there is difficulty that strikes your home, when someone is unwell, when illness befalls, when financial hardship strikes, when your father loses the job that they've had for years, when you're forced to move from one city to another, when anything changes in your life, don't ever assume that it is a sign of Allah being upset or angry with you. And one of the reasons we see that the messengers of Allah had such hardships in life, with their own family, with their own cousins, with their own children, with their own people, is so that we learn this lesson. وَمَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيًّا. Allah says in Surah Maryam, your Lord will never forget you. إِنَّكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا. You are always in front of our sight. Ya Musa, Ya Muhammad, Yahya, Ahmed, Khadija, whoever you are. There is never a moment where you are without the ma'iyya of Allah, where Allah is not with you. Inni ma'akum asma'u wa ara. I am always present, always with you, hearing your dua and asking for relief, and seeing the condition you find yourself in, and what you don't yet know is coming. The second important aspect of qadr is that with every test, there is freedom and liberty. With every hardship, there are two measures of good and ease. And with every strain, with every pain, with every difficulty, there is growth. Last week, I spoke to the gentleman about the growth mindset, about understanding I may not have learned yet, I may not have passed yet, I may not have developed yet, but soon I will get to where I want to be. Soon, if I keep at it, keep motivated, keep pushing forward, I will arrive at what I seek to attain as a goal. Allah is interested in our goals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَنْظُرْ نَفْسُ مَا قَدَّمَتْ لِغَدْ. Let every person look to what it brings tomorrow. It doesn't mean bring tomorrow just the day of judgment, but what do you plan for 2030? Every year I begin with the 10-year rule. In every one of your classes we begin. Where will you be in 2030? Where will you be 2031? Some will be getting married, some will be starting their career. What do you visualize? What goal do you have? And what separates your dream from the goal is that the goal is something you have a plan to achieve. All of us can dream to be an astronaut, but not everyone has the goal of applying themselves in year 12 math, entering into aeronautical engineering, learning to fly a plane, and then going on to ANU and doing a master's program in space and science technology. Those are the goals, and one is a dream. After Jilsatul Istiraha, I will speak about the third important aspect for you and I to consider when we consider our qadr with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We said first that tragedy does not mean Allah's given up on us. And it's not an invitation for you to give up on Allah, that that's the whispering of the shaitan. In fact, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَاءِ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلُ فَالْأَمْثَلُ يُبْتَلَى الْمَرْءُ عَلَى حَسَبِ دِينِهِ. The people who are closest to Allah, the prophets and the messengers, are those whose lives are the ones that are tested. And the ones that are tested from the prophets and messengers, those who come after them in iman and follow them as close as possible, are given the next biggest tests in life. And you and I will be tested in life on account of our faith in our heart. Number two is to recognize that we must work and exert and put in effort to achieve what we seek to succeed in. The third and final message that I leave you with today is what happens if I don't attain the goal that I had? What happens if I put in all this effort and I came out at the end and I didn't achieve what I wanted? I didn't get what I thought I wanted. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a beautiful rule in the Qur'an. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you may hate something in your heart. Perhaps you may hate that you have to travel to another city and move schools or towns. Perhaps you hate to lose a loved one. Perhaps you hate that there is a financial difficulty that you face, that you can't buy or have everything that everybody next to you seems to have. Perhaps the thing you desire the most is not what is best for you. And Allah also says, وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ. Perhaps you love to attain something, to have something, to get something, but in fact that is the danger, and that is what is not meant for your betterment in this life and the next. One of the great dua of the Prophet ﷺ, and I end with this. A man came to him and he said, O Messenger of Allah, I don't know how to ask Allah for the things you do. O Messenger of Allah, when I come to ask Allah for something, I kind of get stuck. I keep just saying, O Allah, forgive me. O Allah, I don't know how. What should I ask for? What do you ask for? I don't know what to ask for. So the Prophet ﷺ teaches him, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka bihi abduka wa rasuluka wa nabiyuka Muhammad. Oh Allah, I ask you for every good thing the Prophet asked you for. And oh Allah, I ask you to protect me. A'udhu bika min kulli masta'adhaka minhu nabiyuka wa habibuka Muhammad. I ask you to save me from whatever the Prophet ﷺ said he doesn't want to happen in his life. Why do I share this dua with you today? And you can say it in your own words. Oh Allah, give me the good things you gave to the Prophet ﷺ. Whatever the Prophet asked you for, oh Allah, give me. Give me that iman, give me that patience, give me that hard work and struggle. Oh Allah, protect me from whatever the Prophet asked to be protected from. Why is that such a powerful dua? The ulama, they tell us it is the most shamil, ajma'u ad'iyat al-Nabi ﷺ. The dua that captured everything the Prophet ever asked for. When you've done a mistake, use this dua. When you've done something good, use this dua. When you're afraid, use this dua. Oh Allah, give me what the Prophet asked for. Protect me from what the Prophet asked to be protected from, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whatever pain you experience, I want you to know that we are one school, one community, and one family. And the words today of our new incoming principal, our brother Muhammad al-Butati, where he spoke to you about saying he was here for your life, our life, to come together, to be a part of each other's life. Your pain is my pain. And when one of our students is feeling it, all of us feel it. The Prophet ﷺ said, we are an ummah that feels the pain of each other. And therefore, if you ever know of somebody in trouble that I don't yet know about, share it. Share it with me, share it with your teachers. Share it with someone who can do something about it, or at least carry the pain with them. And if you are able to assist those who you know and those who you don't know, then you have attained the richest life and the greatest success. The Prophet ﷺ said, خَيْرُكُمْ أَنْفَعُكُمْ لِلنَّاسِ. The best of you will be the ones who give benefit most to others. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect our staff and our students, our teachers and our parents, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads our principal to that which is pleasing to him and protects us all from that which is misguidance and error. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his choicest blessings upon our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that we may be fortunate enough to gather with him in Jannatul Firdaus. Allahumma izz al-Islam wal-Muslimin wa akhdh al-a'da'aka a'da'ad-din. Allahumma ahdina wa ahdihim ya arhamar rahimin. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم وسلم وزد وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأقم الصلاة
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح وقامت الصلاة وقامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله استووا تراصوا واعتدلوا أتموا صفوفكم ولا تختلفوا. Make sure that your line is aligned and straight. Bring whatever conversations you have to an end. Give your attention to Allah Azza wa Jal. If I can get you to put your heel on the line so that you are aligned straight together. Jazakum Allah khair, gentlemen. Well done. Our sisters, alhamdulillah, Allah barak feekum. It's a pleasure having you with us again. May Allah always join us in good. We'll continue with this next week again, insha'Allah. Istawu. Lower your head in humility to Allah. Keep your eyes fixed at the place of your sujood. Empty your heart of any distractions. This is a moment of connecting yourself to Allah. It's a moment of silah. Bring your heart to ease and rest. اخشعوا في صلاتكم. Humble yourselves to Allah in your prayer. Allahu Akbar. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك تبارك اسمك تعالى. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سبحان ربي. سمع الله لمن حمده. أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر.